if it had a large amount of lean.
We'd call it a streak of lean, streak of fat.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
That's the, that's what we call the side bellies.
What kind of meat do you buy that's sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon. Mm-hmm. That comes from the sides of pigs.
Yeah. What's the rim of a bacon that you cut off before you start?
Rind.
Okay. I'm zipping through on this. The kind of meat that you buy, well, I've already done it. The kind of meat that comes in little lengths on a chain.
Sausage.
Okay. What do you call the man who kills and sells meat?
He's a butcher.
If meat's been kept too long, you might say it's done.
Rancid.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Make sauce meat.
Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten about that. I don't
press
like that
meat.
Either.
Some of them call it press meat. We used to call it sauce meat, but yeah. I think they call it press meat now.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Well, I don't like it, and so I just don't like hog livers, and so I just don't know what they'd call that or what they had.
Have you ever heard of anything being made out of hog blood?
No, never have.
I never had
any. The slaughterhouse don't lose anything but the squeal, we say.
No, they take everything. Suppose you'd kept butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste or how would you describe
rancid.
It?
Rancid.
Thick milk, thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make, churn it and make buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cheese could you make from it?
Well, you just make plain cheese, I guess, on that. It would be, depends on, I guess, what you put in it, what you'd call it, just regular cheese.
Okay, if you, well, you probably know this better than I. What do you do to milk the first thing after milking it?
Strain it.
What's baked in a deep dish that has that made of apples with a crust on the top?
Pies, cobblers.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his...
food.
That's me. Huh? That's me. Okay, what do you call...
You don't look like you eating over.
I do. What do you call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie?
That's puddings.
Okay. Food that's taken between your regular meals?
Snacks.
Okay. You might say, what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
8.
Okay. Yesterday at that time I had already...
eaten.
Okay. What do you drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay.
Orange juice and coffee.
Okay. If you're just thirsty, you might go in the kitchen and get a glass of...
water.
Okay. And you would drink it out of a...
glass. Okay. Or a cup. Paper cup.
The glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
Okay, you might say, I didn't...
knock it off.
Okay, but somebody has...
knocked it off.
If I ask you how much you drink, you might say...
very little.
Okay, using the word drink.
Uh-huh. I drink... very little.
Okay. Then you might ask me the same question. What would you say?
How much do you drink?
Okay. If I said, we had a gallon of water, and if between us it was all gone, what would you say we'd done to it?
We drank a gallon of water.
Okay. When dinner's on the table and the family's waiting around for it to begin, what would you say to them?
Dinner's ready.
Okay, and if you had company, what would you say?
Dinner's being served.
Okay. Nicer being.
Uh-huh.
If somebody comes into the dining room, you might ask him...